Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. Lo'ele Neshmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel. In the Mishnah and Chagiga, and of Zayin Amud Beis, it says, Tinan, Olos B'moed, etc. Yisrael Yotzim Yedei Chovasim B'nidar Minidavos U'B'maiser Behema V'HaKohanim V'HaChatos V'HaShamas B'Bukhor B'Chazi V'Shok V'Lo B'Ofis V'Lo B'Menachos. So the Mishnah tells us, it's talking about the various korbanos we bring on the Moed, and it says that Yisraelim, non-Kohanim, are Yotze, their chova of Simchas Yantiv, Simchas Chag, by bringing their Nedarim, their Nedavos, korbanos they obligated themselves to bring earlier in the year, their Maiser Behema, the tithe of their animals, Kohanim or Yotze their chova when they bring Chatos and Hashemos, even though these korbanos are not special for the Chag, you're still Yotze. If you're Kohen, Chatos and Hashem, Bechor, Bechazah, Bishok, the various Panis Kahuna, but not with the Ofos, you can't be Yotze or Mitzvah of Simcha with bird offerings and not with flower offerings. Rashi says, Yotze Nechova, Yisra Yotze Nechova, Mishum Simcha, Bechol Inyan Sheishlam Basar Lesova, Vein Zukukin Lesboch Shlam L'Shem Kach. You don't have to bring a special Shlamim. Anything that has Basar L'Sova, you're Yotze Mishum Simcha. Benedarim and Adavos, Shisnadvu Kol Hashana, that they brought all year. And when they go up to Yerushalayim L'Regel, they bring them, go up, bring up their Makrev the Emurim, and the Basar is Nechal Abaylim, they're Yotze Mishum Simcha. Avalo Ba'ofos B'chatas Ha'of. Avalo Ba'oto Ba'ofos, Rashi explains, B'chatas Ha'of. Shein sova el bebasir behema. The true sova, the true satisfaction, satiation, is only with the meat of animals and not of birds, not with chatas ha'of. Well, the Gemara Yalef, the Gemara is going to learn this. The Gemara is going to tell us where you get this from. Ad kan divrei Rashi v'advarim nifloi me'od. As we are going to see, the Gemara and Daf Ches Amar Aleph, it says, Yisro yotzi de chovas medadar medavis tan rabbanan. Samachta v'chagecha, the rabbis kol minei smachos l'simcha. Mikan amru chacham, yisra yotzin dei chovasim, v'nedar v'nedavis, v'maiser v'hema. So it says, v'samachta v'chagecha, that includes all types of simcha. So you're even yotze with nedar v'nedavis, maiser v'hema, v'kohanim v'chata, v'chatas v'ashim, v'chor v'chazah v'shok. So the Gemara says, Mar Brisa says, yachol af ofos, u'v'menachos. I might think you can also be yotze with ofos and menachos. Says the pasuk, no, v'samachta b'chagecha. Mi shechagiga ba mehem, it has to be that chagiga is brought with them. And yatzu elu she'en chagiga ba mehem. Rashi explains, v'samachta kol minei smachos, kol smachos b'mashma. All types of smachos are mashma. V'laboy minei ala simcha. V'amamayin simcha ala b'basar. So you need basar, and this is basar. Yatzu elu she'en chagiga ba mehem, t'chagiga chelev ksivah. In other words, this brice is excluding something that you can't bring a chagiga from, carbon chagiga from, and by chagiga it says chelev, layalin chelev chagig, so you have to, it has to have fats. That excludes ofos and menachos. So that's the tana of the brice. The tana of the brice is said, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'yotze with all types of animals, but it has to be the type of animal that has chelev that a chagiga comes from. Otherwise, it's no good. But from b'samachta, you learn all types of smachos or mashma. Anything that's b'samach you, even if it's not special for the chag, you're yotze. So the pella is that the Gemara says weiter, Revashi amar mi b'samachta nafka. Yatzuei l'shem b'em simcha. You learn from b'samachta, that excludes anything that doesn't have simcha, that excludes menachos and avos, where there's no simcha. Simcha is only with basar. So, Rav Ashi is an Amora. And this Amora is coming to argue with the Braisa. The Braisa learns from v'samachta b'chagecha, mi shechagiga ba mehem, yatzu el shein chagiga ba mehem, that has to have chelef, it has to have fats. Rav Ashi says, no. That's not where you learn from. You don't need a special trasha. You get a glach, you can get it simple, smooth. Just in the word of a samachta, what gives you simcha? Only meat. And not oaf, and not menachos, not flower offerings. So Rav Ashi, the Amora, is arguing with the Braisa. A wonder. There's another kasha, that Rashi says that the reason in the Mishnah that the reason you're not yotzei ide chovas simcha ba'ofos is because there's no gedder of sova bebisar ofos. Of a gemara yalafla, there has to be satiation. The gemara is going to learn. The gemara never says a word about sova. Where's the elfus in the gemara? So, not only that, but the Tan of the Braisa has a Yalfusa, he has a Chirasha. He learns in the Pasuk of V'samachta b'chagecha that it has to be something that Mishachagiga ba'amehem. And that doesn't tell us anything about Sova. All that tells us is that it has to have chelev, but nothing about sova. So Rashi brings us this word about sova where it's never mentioned. We're going to learn the Gemara never mentions it. And then you have a whole drasha. Now Ravashi comes along and he doesn't need a drasha at all. He just says, Lashon Simcha, Shaykh Basar Behema, not Basar Ofos. So, according to Rav Ashi, there's no discussion here of sova at all. It just says v'samachta is means basar, and according to the first Tana, according to the Braisa, we learn from a Jerusha that you have to have basar behema, but not basar ofos. And Rashi says in the Mishnah that that apparently is learned from sova, but this drasha mentions nothing about sova. So it's a wonder on Rashi. It's a wonder how an Amora can argue with a Braisa. And it's also a wonder that the Braisa learns it from a drasha and Ravashi is learning it for Pashup Shat. So Ravashi seems to go better, just instead of having to make drashas, just learn it from a straight reading of the Pasuk. So I was makabel this teretz from Mori V'Rabbi Harav Agon Rabbi Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, and that is as follows: that there are two klalim that we have to know when we learn sugyas l'fi da'as Rashi. Number one, whenever we find a sugya that starts immediately after the Mishnah and it says Tana or Tana Rabbanan, we learn that this braisa is coming to argue with the Mishnah, or it's coming to explain the Mishnah against the simple meaning of the Mishnah. It's either arguing with the Mishnah or giving an upshad in the Mishnah. Brachas chavches amibays. It's expanding upon the Mishnah because the Mishnah is so saying what type of tefillah you make. It doesn't say what exactly the tefillah is. And then Rabbi Chana ben Akana says what the tefillah is. That's how you learn pshat there. I push it how to learn there. In any event, but generally the Tana Rabbanan is coming to argue with the Mishnah or to explain the Mishnah Shaloka Mashma Usa. So usually we can just start with the Shak Levitaria, but then if you have a Tana or a Tana Rabbanan, it's telling us, no sir. Before we start talking about the Mishnah, we have to know that you're not learning the Mishnah properly, or we'd like to argue with the Mishnah, but even before you get to the Shak Levitaria. Number two, whenever we find a sugya that asks Manani Mili, and we bring Amoraim to tell us where the halacha is learned from, and then we say, "Betana lais maisi lamehacha," and a Tana brings it from here, we bring Tanaim, so we explain that the reason of those Amoraim to argue with the Braisa is built on their Havana Balashan HaMishnah. In other words, they're not coming These Amoraim are not coming to argue with the Braisa. We have an Amoraim who say Minani Mili. They tell us where the Mishnah gets it from. And then we have a Tani Maisel Amehacha, which means that we have different sources, but it's not that the Amora is arguing with the Braisa. It's that the Amora is saying that the Mishnah is arguing with the Braisa. Tani Maisel Amehacha. The Mishnah is arguing with the Braisa. So, but not that the Amora is arguing with the Braisa. And then Mishnah says the Amora is saying the Braisa gets it, the Mishnah gets it from here, and then the Amoraim say no, we, the Tanoim, Tana Laisa Lamiyacha, we have a different pshat. We differ with the Mishnah. Now here we don't find the Alfusa of Amoraim before we bring the Braisa, but we do find the Tana Rabbanan, and then we find an Amora, we find Ravashi not like the Braisa. So therefore, we can explain that the Braisa is coming to be Mechadesh a Perish against the Mashmos of the Mishnah. So that's how we're going to learn now, that we start the Shakla Vitaria by bringing the Braisa. That's how it all starts, the Braisa, and the Braisa is saying we're different than the Mishnah. And then Ravashi comes and says that there's no Das Tana of the Mishnah like this Braisa. In other words, the Mishnah is learning differently than the Braisa. And you don't need a Yalfusa to be Mamayit, you don't need a special Lima to be Mamayit Basar Alfos. Shall Das Tana de Masnisin, whom Mufka may etzem Lashon HaMitzvah Shel V'Samachta. That according to the Tana of the Mishnah, Ravashi says that it says V'Samachta, you don't need any Alfuses. Just simple, straight reading of the Pasuk. V'samachta is b'sar ofos, zeuze, ein al mal daber. And then the Bryce is holding no, that it's not b'sar, that you need a special yalfusa to exclude b'sar ofos. Of mishachagiga bof, the chagiga comes from it, it has to have chelev, as we learned before. But Ravashi is going with the Mishnah that it's pashipshat. Pashipshat is that you need basar behema because it says v'samachta and simchas b'basar. So it's interesting. If you look in the Mishnah says, "You saw yotzni dechovasim minadar minadavus with meiser behema v'kohanim bechatos v'shamus bevachor bechor v'chazav v'shok aval lo ba'ofus v'lo menachos." So the Mishnah says straight away what you are yotze with, but you're not yotze with ofos and menachos. The Braisa has a different reading that Yisrael are yotze with. And we don't say avaloba ofos v'loba menachos. Afterwards, we say yachalaf ofos menachos. So it's a different inyan. It's something separate outside of the general rule. Now we get to something else. Now we get to stage B of the brisa. But in the Mishnah, it's all stage A. The Mishnah has one category. This yes, this no. The brisa has two categories. This yes. I might think this yes. Talmud Lomar, this no. In other words, it's a different category. It's a different passage. In the Mishnah, it's not all part of the same passage. So, the Tana of the Braisa doesn't have a Valoa of what's below Menachos as part of the original Limud, as part of the original passage. And that's because Mitzat Atzmam, Ofos are not Mufka Misimcha. Mitzat Atzmam, Ofos could be included in Simcha, and therefore the Braisa says, Yachalaf b'Ofos u'Menachos, I may think they are included. And then we have a special miyud from Chelev Chagi. And comes Ravashi, and he says, no, that's not how the Mishnah is learning. The Mishnah says, Avlo b'Ofos u'Menachos as part of the original passage, part of the Lashon HaShmua, the original Shmua, and therefore, the Etzem HaMachayiv of Simcha is Mafkia, you don't need a special limud. The very limud is already Mafkia at the outset, without a special limud. It already precludes Ofos and Menachos, according to the Braisa. You need a special derivation to exclude Ofos and Menachos. Whereas according to the Tan of the Mishnah, you don't. It's already included in the first rule of what yes is automatically included what no. But then it's Shver. Is there Machlokas here in the Metzias? If there is Of, if there is Simcha Ba'of or not Simcha Ba'of, usually we don't have machlokos and metzias, so therefore Rashi is mechadish. Shebevaday yesh mikzas simcha l'chol adeos gam b'achilas of. Shegam baser of min baser. Everybody holds that of has some element of simcha, but it's not masbia, it's not satisfying like baser behema. Uvekach nechleku atanaim. The Tana of the Braisa holds that it's enough to have a shame simcha. And therefore, Of would be included, if not for a special limud. The Tan of the Mishnah says, no, you need a Sova of Simcha. Like it says, Sova Smachos is Panecha, and that's not Shaykh Babas or Of. And therefore, Rashi says already in the Mishnah, that the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that you need Sova. And the Gemara learns that you need Sova, and he must be meaning Ravashi. So Rashi in the Mishnah is referring to Ravashi. And the Bira is that even though Ravashi says that there's a svara that lashon simcha is mechayiv baser behema, kavanato lashon simcha ne'amari mitzvat riyah v'chagiga, it has to be as pnei adon Hashem. What's as pnei adon Hashem? That when you're olah l'regel, you're ola to see the face of the Adon Hashem. And that reminds us of the pasuk of Sova Smachos, es panecha, es pineha Adon Hashem, es panecha. So there has to be a sova of panim, of seeing Hashem's face, kiviyachol. It has to be a sova that you have, a simcha that you have, a sova simcha that you have, if you will, because it says sova smachos, a sova simcha that you have when you see the face of Hashem. And that's a higher level. So that already is going to preclude basar of. And the raya is that there's a tamei on Lashon Rashi in the Mishnah, she'ein sova ela b'basar v'hema. It's against this open pasuk in Tehillim. Yisak kadim b'shemayim v'yineg b'uzo teman v'yam tera lehem kafar she'ar u'kuchol ayam of kanaf v'yipol b'kerav machaneyu saviv l'mishkinosav v'yichlu v'yisbu ma'or v'tav asam yavolem. Oh my gosh, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the slav v'ruach nasam esh Hashem v'yigad slavim, Rashi says she'er basar. So David HaMelech says l'gabe achila slav in the midbar shahoridam of knaf. We had birds, and it gave us sova. So how could it be there's no sova ba'of? Rashi writes it is sova ba'of. There is, Rashi in Tehillim says there is sova ba'of, because there was an of here. This is talking about the slav, and as Rashi brings the pasuk, and it says vayispu in the pasuk. So how can Rashi say in Chagiga that there's no sova ba'of? We have a pasuk in Tehillim that there is sova ba'of. That's very maflim. So based on what we said, we can explain that there is sova ba'of, but it's not sova of simcha, and that's a special gather of simcha that we learn from what it says in the pasuk. Sova smachos is panecha. It has to be a special sova of simcha when you see Hashem, and that's only basar behema. Rashi Tehillim on the pasuk sova smachos writes she'en le simcha v'keitz. She'en l'keitz v'tichle, he's simcha shel osid. It has no end. It's the simcha of the future. V'ram shish min simcha acher. It's a special type of simcha of the future. That's called sova smachos. So that's the, when it says she'en sova l'basar behema, we're talking about sova of simcha. A sova of l'osid lavo. So that's a different type of sova, and that's going to be b'basar behema. If you want regular sova, Of is going to bring it to you also. We know, eat Of, we're satisfied. But the simcha is only bebasar. That's sova smachos is panecha now. The Gemara doesn't say this explicitly, but that could be the limud, because Rashi says, ain't sova la bebasar behemen gemar yalifla. Where do we see that? So it must mean, when he says the word simcha, when Rashi says, it says simcha. What does simcha mean? It must be not a regular type of simcha, but a simcha of sova, of a high level of sova. And that's the sova smachos is panecha. That's the simcha of la'asid lava, and we're going to see the face of Hashem. That's the sova of going to the Beis HaMikdash, is panei Adon Hashem. That's a higher level of sova. So the sova simcha is what Rav Ashi is talking about. Therefore, he says that's Pashup Shat. So Rav Ashi is giving us pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Ashi is not arguing as we asked on the Braisa. Rav Ashi is saying that the Mishnah is a different pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa holds that you're yotzei simcha with of, all things equal, and then we have to have a special lima to exclude of. And Rav Ashi holds, no, that you don't need a special lima at all. Simcha is a sova smachos, and sova smachos is only basar behema. That's what it means. V'samachta b'chagecha. You have to come to a sova smachos, basar behema. And if this is correct, everything we're saying is, and that's what the Gemara Yalifla is talking about, Rav Ashi. And even though Rav Ashi doesn't say explicitly anything about sova, when he talks about simcha, he's talking about the simcha of sova, the simcha of being satiated. And true satiation is only the simcha she'en l'keitz v'tichle, simcha that has no end, which is the simcha of asid. So that's a different type of simcha. And that's basar behema. When he says ain't sova ela b'basar behema, he's talking about the sova of simcha, not stam sova. So in achinami, there is a level of simcha with of, but that's not enough for us. We need sova simcha, and that's only basar behema. It's Rav Ashi, and according to the time of the price, no. as long as you have simcha, that's enough. And of is also simcha. So we have to have a special limud from chel of chagi that of is excluded. And if we're correct, then la halacha gam lefi Rav Ashi yotzei de mitzvah simcha b'chol haTorah al yedei of. And just the mitzvah simcha of yantiv is the l'smoch lefnei Hashem. You need the simcha of lasid lavo selves machos es panecha. That's going to be besar behema. And the Meila comes out that Rav Ashi holds that your yotze yidei mitzvah simcha v'chol haTorah al yidei besar of, just not in the Beis HaMikdash with the Korbanos. And certainly the Tana of the Braisa holds that way, because the Tana of the Braisa has a special limud that you need chelev. That's only talking about the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, but Stam Mitzvah Simcha, it's Pashat that Of is also included. So I need a special limud to exclude Of, because Of is also Simcha. Kamash Malam, we have a special Pasuk there in the Beis HaMikdash, you need Behema. Rav Ashi learns Pashat Pshat is that in the Beis HaMikdash you need Behema, because Sova Smachos is Panecha, it has to be a Simcha of Sova, and that's only going to be Besar Behema and not Besar Of. But again, that's only as Pnei Adon Hashem. That's only at the special din, the Beis HaMikdash, where you have to have that high level. But it has to be Me'ein La'asid, but that's not outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kulei Alma, your Yetzei with Besar Of, and outside the Beis HaMikdash for your Chiv of Simcha and Yontif, and there's no nafkamina between the town of the Brais and Rav Ashi, who is, according to our approach, or Rav Hamnik's approach, is Rav Ashi is telling us that inside the Beis HaMikdash you need a Sova of La'asid, Sova Smachos is Panecha, Basar Behema, that higher level of Simcha, and outside the Beis HaMikdash Of is also fine, because there's also Simcha Ba'Of. Hadvarim Niflaim Lameivin, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.